Over the last 15 years, no South Dakota Democrat running for federal office has garnered more than 40% of the vote. I learned that the hard way in 2022, so I speak from experience. Mike Rounds' FEC report shows that he's been doing polling, but none of it is public. You can be certain that he would share it if the polling showed him in a strong commanding position. Julian hasn't released any polling telling South Dakota voters how he matches up against Rounds, and his FEC report doesn't show that he's done any. My polling is public. A highly rated national pollster says that I start down 4 points against Mike Rounds on the initial ballot, while Julian is down 25. In a three-way ballot, I'm in second place, while Julian is in third.